This is Sean Senior for PWD.
Johnny, go ahead on two.
Hey, Matt. We are good with water, so you can secure PWD and XPWD. Thanks.
Hey, sounds like a plan. And since I have you on that, there was one item we got that Russian warm water will not be available, if that's okay with you guys going forward.
Please, shoot. I think we have enough water to last us for the entire outage. Thanks.
Sounds good.
Houston, airlock on two.
Johnny, with you on two in the airlock. Go ahead.
Matt, apologies. Got a little bit of late start this morning. I have got the Node 1 camera and the overhead camera. I'm sorry, airlock overhead camera on, so you're welcome to come on board.
We copy. We are already on board, and we think we like the views.
Airlock on two.
Go on two.
Matt, checking in that you all are complete with steps 1 through 3, procedure 1.528.
We have completed steps one through 3. Here, go for step 4.
Roger. Step 4 and work. Thanks.
Nick station on 2 for Stratos. Morgan.
Good morning, station. Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
We were having some trouble with Houston not being able to see the VCA camera 2. We were wondering if we could help us with some troubleshooting.
Yes, maybe you can give us some help and check that the VCA is in the right configuration. Please check on the green. Please check that the power dial is on the green box. And you can check that also on VCA 1 because we are currently trying to route the video via VCA 1.
So it looks like you did turn off power from VCA 2. Because it was on and now it's not on, so I power cycled it from off to green. So I guess I'll go over to VCA1 and work from there, yeah?
Yes, please. That's a good understanding.
In Munich, we see that the VCA1 is in the green box and we have a nice view from here. Wondering if you see us yet.
Mike, unfortunately, no view on the ground, but we will look into it, and thank you very much for your support so far, and I think you can go back to Cypher, and we will let you know if we need further actions from your side to troubleshoot VCA. Thanks.
Okay, and for what it's worth, I would rather use the VCA2 camera than VCA1 if possible, but if VCA1's our only choice, we'll make it happen. Thank you.
Yes, and Mike, we are trying everything to get one VCA working, but of course VCA2 would our priority.
Houston station on Space Ground 2.
Oleg, good morning. Go ahead on 2.
Good morning, Houston. I'm ready for my activity per procedure UTSML-735. Fill the delivery for deodinate water from PWD and EDV serial number 1518 is ready and is empty.
Oleg, we copy all. That is a good serial number. You are go to continue.
Copy all.
And Oleg, in step 3.2, you can expect an offload time of 26.26 minutes. And when you get to step 3.3, you are go to continue.
Copy all. Estimated time is 26 minutes, and I'm going to step 3.3.
That's a good readback. Thank you, Oleg.
JLOC 2, step 36.
If you're in step 6, go ahead.
Then step 36, the parameters are EME1 app, is oxygen pressure 884, soft pressure 6160. Water temp 77. For EME2 forward, O2 pressure 849. Soft pressure 5950. Water temp 76.
Copy, Johnny. Step 36. My bet on that. And those are good numbers. Go to continue.
Station of Space Ground 2 for EDB transfer force on the hour.
Kimia, good morning. If you're calling about step 1.1, you are go.
Hey, good morning. Thank you. So I'm go for step 1.1.
Good readback.
Yeah, lock on 2, step 3 for procedure 1.529. Serial number is 2028.
Copy, 2028. Thanks, Johnny.
Continue lock, step 9.
Continue 9.
Remove the Hutsidesium interface, and there's a little bit of water on the plate as well as inside some of the wells. I remember when I did this maybe a month or two ago, I had the same issue and was directed to wipe off the water with a lint-free wipe. Just wondering if you still want me to do that as well.
Hey, Johnny, good memory. That is expected, and the lint-free wipe is perfect. So go ahead. Happy thumbs up. Hey, Johnny, and you read our minds. We were waiting for a good time to tell you to clean up that view. It was blocked, so appreciate that. Looking good.
Houston Airlock on 2, reporting the similar issue with water on the rear interface and going to try it up with a lint-free wipe.
Copy. Good plan. Lint-free wipe. Station Houston on 2 for Oleg. We see you in the lab, and we can give you the go in step 6.1 of the follow-on procedure.
Corporal, thank you.
To station on space ground 2 for ADB transfer for Saranda.
Jumia, go ahead on 2.
That's complete. Thank you.
Copy. Thank you.
Jumia, lost space ground 2. Step 19 question, if I have the correct item. I'm looking for the hut or use scrubber, serial number 1001. I have something with serial number 1001. I don't see a barcode on it, and the part number is different, but it does appear to be the same item I remember using last time, and the name of it is hut ORU stowage plate, serial number 1001. I'm going to bring it up to the camera, node 1.
Hey, Dom, thanks for checking.
I mean, do you want me to put a piece of Kapton tape and write in the barcode on it and the correct title of the item for Combat Future Crew?
Yeah, hey, Johnny, thanks for that recommendation, but I think we're going to update our products here on the ground to reflect what you currently have in your hand to make it easier for future crews, so appreciate it. Copy, thumbs up.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2.
Ole, go ahead on 2.
I have completed step 6 and step 7.1. Procedure 2.735 and transfer hose disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to rehydration station.
Oh, yeah, copy. Good config. Thanks for your help today.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Likewise. Mission Houston on 2 for all crew. The bar is open. PWD is go for use.
Houston Airlock on 2. Step 4.7. Question.
Johnny, go ahead.
Matt, I just want to verify, since I don't see an XTP, I'm using LTBG 3376 and connecting it to the aft EMU, the EMU water processing jumper being used for the aft EMU.
Checking.
Matt, I see the, looks like in step 38, it mentions LTBG 3376, so I believe that is the answer.
Copy, Johnny. Yep, we agree with you, 3376, but just one question while we have you. We did not see you bring in an LCVG for the hut, and that's per step 32, so we just wanted to verify.
Yeah, so the planar hut by itself is connected to AIR's LCVG, which is serial number 3310.
Good config. We just lost some KU video for a while, so we just wanted to verify. Thanks, Johnny. Happy thumbs up.
Always appreciate the backup. Thanks. Airlock on 2, step 58, ready to report numbers.
We are ready to copy.
That will start off on the forward side. So on the forward EDA, there's serial number 3013 for the EMU, and that has EMU scrubber 1010, and the selector valve is in scrub iodinate. The aft side, EMU 3005, has EMU scrubber 1003, and the selector valve is in scrub iodinate.
Good config. Go to continue.
Let me report the LCVG. I mean, and then just the LCVGs, I think I already reported, but on the plane hut, the LCVG 3310, and then on the aft setup, it's got LCVG 3376.
And those are good numbers as well. Thanks, Johnny.
Big station on Space to Ground 2 for VCA cameras.
Go ahead on 2.
We were wondering if you were done troubleshooting and if we can turn off VCA 2 camera, and also if you were finally successful in getting the routing.
Mike, no action from your side required. We were able to troubleshoot, and no action from you required right now.
I understand. I would like to turn off the camera, though. Would that be okay?
We will power it down from the ground.
Okay. All is super. And have a good morning, and we'll leave the camera set up where it is.
For your support, Mike.
Yeah, to 70-minute timer is started. GMT 0956, would you like any of the connectivity and temperature readings?
Copy 0956, and yes, we'll take those readings, but you can enter those directly into the procedure. That's more than enough.
Hey, man, I've got a pretty large leak on the aft between the NWC and the water pressure sensing jumper. I think I need to turn the fan off.
You concur, fan off, OFF. And Johnny,
aft EMU fan is off OFF.
And O2 actuator to off OFF as well.
O2 actuator is off OFF. I'll sit around real tight, watch and observe, stand by for further instructions, and then if you've got none, I'll go ahead and get a towel to clean this up, and then re-inspect the connections.
It sounds like a plan to get the towel, and we'll have additional word shortly. Thanks, Johnny.
Before I clean this up, let me show you what I'm looking at. I'm going to use the Node 1 camera.
We're ready. Hey, Johnny, yeah, we see that large bubble there. Are you able to tell exactly where it's coming from? And we think maybe during the cleanup process, you might be able to tell where it's coming from a little better.
Well, I think it's coming from the junction of the EMU's multiple water connector to the processing jumper. I'm not 100% sure, but that's where I think it's coming from. I double-checked. It is locked, the NWC to the processing jumper.
Okay, Johnny, we copy all. After you're done with that cleanup, if you can demate, then remate that interface and maybe see if that makes a better seal going forward. Copy, thumbs up.
Okay, I got it cleaned up. I demated and remated and double-checked it's locked and ready for next steps.
Okay, Johnny, thanks for that. And same EMU, but a separate problem. We saw a slightly higher current than expected. So we're hoping on that aft EMU, you can remove the SCOF and inspect for water before proceeding and just give us a report.
The water in the aft EMU SCOF.
Okay, Johnny, copy. Good news, no water in the SCOF. So we'll like you to reinstall that. Once you're complete with that, we'll pick back up in step 61 and take it from there.
Roger. Scott, reinstall on aft EMU. Pick it up in step 6-1.
We're following along.
Houston, so I see where the water is coming from. It's actually not at the interface. It is... I'm going to get the camera to show you.
Copy. Standing by.
You want me to turn it off, or are you okay letting it run for a little bit so I can show you where the water is coming from?
And Johnny, totally your call if you're comfortable with it as is right now, but you're going to turn it off at any point if you feel like it's too much. All right, Johnny, we're looking. This is a great video. Appreciate that. So we would like you to insert a towel between those two hoses. We think by the towel putting pressure on either side of those hoses, it will help seal the interface and prevent the leak. That makes sense. Copy. Thumbs up.
Are you saying you want the towel to be thick enough so that it's exerting kind of pressure outboard for those two hoses? Or are you saying you just want the towel there to soak up some of the water?
Yeah, Johnny, that first readback is correct. We want the towel to actually exert outward forces on either hose going outboard.
I'm not sure if you can see, but is that kind of what you were referring to?
Hey, Johnny, that looks perfect. We're pretty impressed with your folding skills there, and we're just hoping to get your assessment on what the leak rate is now and if it's adequate.
Man, I feel like all of Ask has prepared me for this moment of towel folding. I don't actually see a leak anymore. I'm a little confused. I saw the leak coming from this like hole, but I'm not entirely sure anymore how the leak got fixed, because it seemed to slow quite a bit before I got my towel job in there.
Yeah, Johnny, appreciate the patience. We're just kind of talking it down here. And we agree. We were watching you fold the towel and noticed how the leak rate kind of slowed down while you're during that process. We think we're in a pretty good config going forward. We've seen something similar before in the past, and we're excited to hopefully launch new hoses going forward. But we think we're in a good config to press, and we'll just try and keep an eye on it going forward, if you agree.
Hey, copy all. Thanks, Matt. So I assume we will restart the 70-minute timer.
Station on Space Ground 2 for the IPV.
Yeah, Johnny, and just one last request. If you can re-perform step 67, we'd appreciate it.
Step 67.
Gina, welcome to the airlock phone.
Station on Space Ground 2 for the IPV. Sorry to disturb you.
Hey, Kimia, no worries. Go ahead.
Yeah, it seems like IPV server have some problem. Mike Sun and I cannot access to the IPV, so, and also SSC cannot retrieve like procedures, so I'm standing by actually to do the tasks. Oh, sorry, I have a connection by using SSC, so I can proceed by using SSC, but still no joy for the iPad.
And Kimia, just curious if you can report the serial number for the iPads and or if it's both of your iPads or just one.
Doing 1087, and I've not tried other ones, so I'm going to try it again.
Copy, 1087.
Mission Airlock on 2. So new start GMP time is 1015, 1015, and I will, when I'm done with this activity, I'll make sure to set up the Node 1 camera with a slightly zoomed-in view of where the leak location was, and that way you all can monitor it.
Copy, 1015 timer start time, and we see it on the big board. Good config. We appreciate it, Johnny. Copy, thumbs up.
Station on Space Ground 2 for the IPV.
Head on 2.
Sorry about that. That was maybe temporary problem.
Station, it's Kuba on Space Ground 2 for Kimia. Thank you for the video setup. If you could tilt up a little so that we can see the overhead 7 and 6, that'd be great. At your convenience, Nora. Okay, now, Kimia, but I'll get back to you. It's Nora. Kimia, we will have short handover and get back to you after that. Station, Scuba on Space Ground 2 for Kimia for the video. At your convenience.
I don't do.
Kimia, sorry for the video going back and forth. I said overhead 7 or 6, but we do need to see overhead 4 area. So if you could tilt up the camera just a little bit more, that'd be fantastic.
Okay, I'll do that. Sorry, thank you.
Thank you. And Kimia on 2 looks good. Thank you.
Welcome. And if you need anything, please let me know. Without hesitation.
Thank you. Station Scuba on Space Ground 2 for Kimia. Just to let you know, we are coming on board from internal port camera and also a gem camera robot, also XS705. And we believe we are all set. Looks like a gem. We have no protruding items as we see from the camera views. So now we think we are ready for flying the gem camera robot.
Okay, understand. I just want to confirm that, do I need to record video by using XF?
Thank you, Mia, on to you. That's a good catch. Please do.
Okay, I'm not prepared for that, so I'm going to let you know when I'm ready.
I'll be on.
Station on Space Ground 2 for the XF recording.
Kimia-san, go ahead.
Okay, so recording started, so whenever you're ready, you can start this activity. Thank you.
Intercom copies. Here comes gem camera robot flight.
Station on Space Ground 2 for the airflow measurement.
Kimia, go ahead on 2.
I'm on step 1.6, and my probe serial number is 1021.
That is the number we're expecting. Thank you.
Okay, and one more question. For the step 11, I only require you to measure node 2 starboard 1 overhead 2 overhead IMV, or do I also disconnect the duct to the Dragon?
We're checking.
Keep.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia, back with you with an answer.
Houston 2.
So you will be disconnecting the duct to Dragon. You'll be doing that in 11.2.2, and then you'll be reconnecting in 11.2.5.
Okay, thank you. Understand. So I'm going to disconnect that and also measure that and report back to you. And for the another question for the IMB. I see some like cylinder type, maybe print, 3D printed plastic cone is on the IMB. So should I remove this or just use this as a reference for the position for figure 23?
And Kimia, we copy. Give us one more minute to figure that one out.
Okay. Thank you. Standing by. I'm going to start cleaning the IMB, so please take time. Thank you.
You copy all.
Субмосковый МКС, канале СГ2.
Да, Олег, добрый день. Меня зовут Наталья.
Добрый день, Наталья.
Олег, я хотела немного уточнить. Мы сегодня с вами, помимо замены насоса сепаратора в ОСУ и МЛМ, также выполним работы, мы исключим из схемы блок БКУИ, который сейчас не используется при работах в СРВУ МЛМ.
Принял.
Вот, ну там схемки приложены, на пятом листе радиограммы есть схема, которую мы в итоге хотим получить. Так что если будут какие-то вопросы, проблемы, пожалуйста, выходите, я буду здесь.
Да, хорошо, как раз приступаю к работе. Спасибо.
Senior Locks, which ground to?
Connie, welcome back after the LOS. We're listening.
Yes, I've got 70 minutes past. The readings are 0.03 for both forward and aft. And following up on that leak, the towel appears dry. I don't see any leaks. Can I continue?
Copy, Johnny. Good news. Yeah, we were watching the video. We didn't see any leaks as well. And those are good values. And you're go to continue in the iodinate activity.
Position on Spacecon 2 for the airflow measurement.
Go ahead on 2.
That's complete. Numbers are in procedure. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Snare lock on 2, step 111. I've got biocide filters 1005 for EME 3005 and biocide filter 1008 for EME 3013.
E-copy. Good numbers. Go to continue.
Great work. Thanks. Snare lock on 2.
Go on 2.
Matt. So the aft EMU water processor line, the one that had a leak, so that one's not leaking, but the other end that's connecting to the LCVG appears to have the exact same leak, though not as dramatic. I will bring the Node 1 camera to show you, and then just let me know what you want me to do as far as cleaning up and then maybe doing that towel trick as well.
Okay, copy, Johnny. Yeah, we'll take the view, and in the meantime, we'll also take a cleanup, and you can do the towel trick on that end as well. Yeah, Johnny, that's a great view. We agree it's the same type as on the previous other side of that connection, so you can copy and paste your towel trick over to that side as well, and we'll call it good. Copy, thumbs up.
Narrow lock on 2, step 129. The filter valve is in strap iodinate. And we can record the start of the GMT 1144.
Copy, good report, and copy 1144. Appreciate it.
Janelle Hunter, do you want a zoomed in view of one of the two leaks, or are you good with the overall view from the Node 1 cam?
And we're checking. And Johnny, yeah, we'll take you up on that recommendation, and we'll also look for your assessment on which end you'd want to zoom in on. We're initially thinking that first one because that leak was a little bit more intense when it started, but also don't want to influence your decision. So whichever one you think you want to have us have eyes on. And copy, thumbs up.
Station Tsukuba on Space Ground 2 for Kimia for the Interval 2.
Okay, Tom 2.
Hey, Kimia. Today's Interval 2 fly-ops is successfully completed, and the Interval 2 is about to dock to the docking station. So if you want to take a photo or video of the interval 2 before it is going to be docked, if you can use the time frame of your activity from
11:50 to take photo or video, and it's going to be the last chance to take photos for today.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the notice. I'll do that.
But coffee, then thank you.
Okay, I'll look on two. So I've got both cameras. Each camera is looking at a different leak. So the Node 1 camera is looking at the second leak, the one that was not as dramatic. And then the airlock camera is zoomed in on the first leak that was much bigger.
Hey, Donnie, we're laughing down here. You've outdone yourself, overachieving, EVA console smiling, so we appreciate it. Johnny, expect some towel folding jokes in tomorrow's daily summary.
Love it. We aim to please. Thanks for all your support.
Cuba Station, all set, ground two for the interval. Two.
Hey, Kimia, go ahead on two.
Oh, photo operation complete. Please go ahead to dock. Thank you.
The Cuba copy interval two is going to be docked. And just for your awareness, after interval two is docked to the docking station, we can release the crew restriction to enter the gym. So please let the other crew know about that.
Okay, I'll let all crew members know about that. Thank you.
Суд Москвы МКС, канал СГ-2, по радиограмме 5365.
Отвечаем в СГ-2.
По шагу 3.3 процедуры 5365 выполнил демонтаж МНР-МС, осмотрел разъемы ВВ и разъемы СМ МНР. И жидкости на них не обнаружено.
Принято.
И буду сейчас приступать к монтажу нового МНР.
А удалось сфотографировать воздушный штуцер насос-сепаратора со снятой крышкой?
Да, сфотографировал, и фотографии по УСЕ я отправлю.
Хорошо, тогда приступайте к монтажу нового насоса.
Принял, хорошо.
Station on Spaceground 2 for the camera operation.
Station on Tsukuba on Spaceground 2, please go ahead.
My understanding is that since this test is completed, I can do this the task, which is starting from red, already go for do this, right?
Yes, Kimia, your understanding is correct, and you can proceed to the activity from 1300 anytime you want.
Okay, thank you. ありがとうございます。
写真楽しみにしてます。
Суд Москвы МКС, канале СГ-2, по радиограмме 5365.
Отвечаю в СГ-2.
Выполнил шаг 6, заправка насоса МНРНС и проверка функционирования. Все прошло без замечаний. Значит, счетчик подходов сейчас показывает 0.14.315. Повторяю, 0.14.315.
Принято, спасибо.
Выполняю шаг 7.
Спасибо за работу.
Вам спасибо за поддержку. И до связи.
Этаж МКС ЦУПа Москвы в канале СГ-2 для Олега по замене МНРНС. Ваш МКС ЦУПа Москвы в канале СГ-2 для Олега по замене МНРНС.
Nice catch.
It doesn't appear to be increasing. It looks like it's just liberating drops of water that are already there, that were already in the system.
Copy that, Johnny. We're okay with what we're seeing so far. We'd like to continue, at least for the moment.
You should now continue. That's 2 minutes. Would you like us to continue or turn it off?
Copy that, Johnny. You are go to turn the fan back off, OFF.
I turn your fans off.
And Johnny, we're good for you for the aft EMU to pick back up in step 141 and continue the procedure, given what we just saw.
Picking it up on 141 for the aft EMU. Thanks.
Hey, like you, none to you for Johnny and Zena. We see you're working on the helmet there for the aft EMU. Would like to have you cease putting the helmet on the aft EMU so it can continue to dry out. I would like to have you swap over and work the forward EMU for the time being.
Copy all. We will pause on the aft EMU at step 241 and we'll keep going on the forehead.
Copy. Thank you, and copy, you're pausing at step 241 on the aft EMU. Additionally, we're working on
getting a few steps for you regarding the aft EMU. But we'll get that shortly.
Houston Station on 2 from the airlock. For the forward EMU, we are in step 257, ready for your UHF power down.
We copy that. Thank you. Step 257.
And if you want to hold on that, since we've still got the aft EMU configured, obviously no problem. We will keep going when you're ready.
So we do have the step deltas for you for EMU1 on the aft. Basically, we're going to have you leave the helmet uninstalled overnight for dryout. So that's skip step 241. Using a lint-free absorbent paper from the EMU ORU toolkit, please wipe away any excess water from the neck vent port. Report any discoloration or FOD to MCC Houston. I'm ready for the next step.
Okay, for the aft EMU, we're pausing at step 241, and we will grab a lint-free wipe from the kit, wipe any excess water from that vent port, and we will report what we find, including any FOD.
Words and any discoloration as well. The next step is to install the mesh bag from the mesh bag pantry over the EMU1 neck ring.
Okay, we'll grab a mesh bag from the pantry, and we will install that over the neck ring.
Okay, and then the last step is in step 247, retrieve the Medex canister, serial number 006, that's 0006, I suppose, from airlock 1, forward 1, behind the stowage panel, 1.0 CTB, serial number 5046, and install onto EMU1. Then go ahead and stow the Medex simulator into the same CTB. I'll copy.
Okay, for the aft EMU, we're going to grab Medox canister 0006. That's from airlock forward 1 in a 1.0 CTB, serial number 5046, and install it in that EMU.
Good read back. And then just to dot I's and cross T's, that's specifically in step 247, and it should be behind the stowage panel in airlock 1 forward 1.
Copy all.
Sweet, thank you.
Johnny on 2. So I cleaned the excess water with a lint-free wipe. There wasn't very much. There's some droplets that are in deeper that I would not be able to get to with the lint-free wipe, and I don't want to really put anything down there for concerns of FOD. Otherwise, there's no damage, off-colored liquid, or FOD that I see.
Copy. Good data.
Houston Airlock on 2. Is it okay if I cap on tape these mesh bags over the neck ring port? It's just, there's not a catch or a lip on the neck ring, so it would be hard to make the mesh bag stay, and the mesh bag doesn't have any elastic band.
Copy that, Johnny. We concur with Kapton tape being used to tape down that mesh bag. Copy, canister 6. Thanks, Ina.
Can you hear 2?
We're here with you, Johnny. Go ahead.
Johnny, as you all probably expected, there is a little bit of water in the Medox canister as we pulled it out. Also on the suit side of the things. So I just want to make sure you want us to put this Medox canister that's wet inside a CTB, supposed to let it dry out overnight. And if you want us to put the new Medox canister in, so the piping, or leave it out for the piping to dry out. Of course, I'm sure there's FOD concerns as well.
Okay, I got that report, Johnny. Yeah, we would like some photos, and then if you would please, in step 243, execute the star block, the if water present line there.
That's the work.
Roger, thanks. Airlock Houston on 2 for Johnny. When you're done with the star block, let me know.
Airlock Houston on 2. So there wasn't very much water. It's a couple of drops on the Medox canister or Medox simulator side, and then a couple drops on the EMU side. We took pictures as best we could and wiped it off with a lint-free wipe.
Copy that, Johnny. So our current forward plan for you is to continue installing Medox 0006. And then we would like to have you gather a mesh bag for the wet Medox simulator. So our thought is to not store it in the CTV. We're thinking we'll just temp stow it today in that mesh bag.
Roger, and I will temp stow that mesh bag in airlock overhead.
Roger, thumbs up from us.
On to, so you can all pick up in step 257, grab procedures for procedure 1.528.
Okay, copy that, Johnny. We will take the rest of this procedure starting at step 257 in 1.528. You have our go to continue in your next procedure.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and EMU follow-up.
Johnny on 2.
Hey, Johnny, we have one more quick question for you on EMU 3005 on the aft EMU. Specifically, we are trying to understand if there was any water anywhere else inside the hut. And we have a figure I can reference you to in EVA SIS 2.109. Figure 1 shows one location inside the hut. We're curious if you visually looked at that, and if you did, whether you saw any water.
Deanna, good to talk with you. So there was no water in the T-11 port. I didn't appreciate any. And it seemed to only be from the T2 vent port. I did not really look in the WLVTA rear tube shield area, though. But if it was, at least it wasn't super obvious enough for me to have noticed it. But definitely from the T2 vent port.
Okay. Thanks, Johnny. We copy. If it's easy to kind of pull up the corner of the mesh bag and take a look at that area, we'll take any words on it. Just so we can exonerate any water in that area.
Okay, that is in work. Scenario lock on to you. I've peeled back the mesh bag. I'm looking inside the hut on the outside. And there's still a little bit of water in the T2 vent port, as we expect. Again, completely dry in the T11 port. And then looking elsewhere in the hut, I don't see anything that's remotely wet. Even there's a dippy bag in here. And that's completely dry.
Can I copy that report? Appreciate the update. And, we're good to have you reinstall.
Welcome. Let me know if there's anything else you need.
Copy. We're good to have you reinstall the mesh bag.
Sure. Houston Airlock on 2.
Jenny, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Jenny, Z and I are just cleaning up. We're going to put the L-Rebus back. Normally in the past when I've done this, there was a procedure on putting the batteries back. I just want to make sure we didn't miss something. I feel pretty comfortable being able to do it without the procedures, but just want to make sure.
Johnny, if you're comfortable, we're comfortable just with stowing them, as long as you're not doing anything else.
We'll make sure the serial numbers go in the correct homes, we put the caps correctly, and then we connect the connectors to J2.
Johnny, Houston on 2 with an update. If you do want to see the procedure, it's attached to your deconfig activity. It's the second portion of the execute note.
Hey, sorry, that's on us. I appreciate it.
Sweat. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Oleg and UHA.
Houston, go ahead on 2.
So, Oleg, your remote guider is ready for you on Space to Ground Pivot 4.
Copy all.
You.
Houston Station, Space to Ground 2 for UHA, hearing test.
Johnny, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead for the hearing test.
Johnny, SSC-15 is giving some issues with the UHA software connecting to the hardware. The recommendation from the specialist is to switch out an SSC. And so if that's okay with you, I'm wondering if you can give me a recommendation on which SSC I can use. My plan is to take whatever you recommend and bring it to the airlock, since the airlock is probably the quietest area to take the test.
Copy that, Johnny. We are go for that swap. We recommend you give SSC-12 a try. That's 1-2, and it should be located in the lab.
Copy, SSC-12 in the lab. Thanks.
Roger.
Houston Station, Space Ground 2. SSC-12 has been returned to its nominal location. Thanks.
Copy that. Thanks, Johnny. Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Johnny, and 3 items.
Houston, Johnny with you on 2. Go ahead.
Again, I just got 2 items for you. I said 3, but meant 2. So we were wondering, so Ground is doing some troubleshooting with permission errors. Did you guys see any permission errors today while you were working? Some additional context, that's for things like file sharing and transfers.
Snakey was listening in, and he said that he had 2 instances today where he was on SSC and tried to open up an app, and there was a Windows pop-up asking him to enter a password. I think that's me my permission errors. And those 2 SSCs were his one in his crew quarters, and then the one at the app ATU in the lab. I think that's number 12.
Okay, copy. That sounds like the issue that we're seeing, so that does help. Thank you. Appreciate that. And then a second item for you is we did copy your pre-sleep crew note. Sadly, that is an expected config, but we do appreciate the update for sure.
Just to be clear, the URL that it was pointing to that included the jsl.nasa.gov is correct, or you're saying it's not supposed to have that?
Yeah, Johnny, the one you changed it to, so the op server :8080 is correct. We weren't able to do that on the ground.
Oh, I see. Okay. I wonder if this is an old carryover from the previous version of IPv that's pointing to an incorrect URL. It's odd that only some iPads have had that issue. I've only counted three so far since I've been up here.
Yeah, copy that, Johnny. It sounds like that's from an old IPv.
Copy. Well, it sounds like an issue that one stakes doesn't return, so hopefully we'll see less and less of those as time goes by. Thanks.
Sure. So I think with that, we are good for no USOS DPC. That covered the topics we had, really.
Great, roger that. Thank you very much for the flexibility, no meeting DPC for USOS. If anything comes up at all, just let us know. We're happy to help.
Likewise, if you guys find anything, we are here.
Station, scuba on spacecraft 2 for Kimiya for laptop MLT 2 at your convenience.
Back on this.
Yeah, Kimiya, sorry to bag you. Just a favor, seems like we have lost the connection with the MLT 2. If you can come over to JPM, check the Ethernet cable connection, that'd be great. Exactly saying demate and remate the Ethernet cable.
Okay, understand. Please come back. Station on spacecraft 2 for the MLT.
Kimiya, go ahead on 2.
When I checked the connection for the Ether cable, that was kind of loose, and we didn't have any lights. And I reseed it, and it doesn't have any like latch, so I just chuckle and taped it. Then now we have two good indication lights, blue light and amber light blinking.
Copy that. Thank you for taping up. That's great. Thank you very much for today.
Thank you very much.
おやすみなさい。今日はもうあのコールしないと思います。ありがとうございます。
Please welcome. Thank you.
Can you just let you know the ping was joy? Everything is good now. Thank you.
Station spacecraft 2 for PWD.
Johnny, we're ready to hear about the PWD. What you got?
Kenny, about 30 minutes ago, noticed that it was not giving out hot water, so we checked the circuit breaker. It had tripped, so we reset it and follow the procedures, and then 30 minutes later, just checked it now, it is working.
Copy that. Good news. Thank you for the report.
Station on 2 for PWD.
Johnny, go ahead on 2.
Hey, Matt. We are good with water, so you can secure PWD next PWD. Thanks.
Hey, sounds like a plan, and since I have you on that, there was one item we got that Russian warm water will not be available, if that's okay with you guys going forward.
No issues. I think we have enough water to last us for the entire outage. Thanks.
Sounds good.
Houston, airlock on 2.
Johnny, with you on 2 in the airlock. Go ahead.
Matt, apologies. Got a little bit of a late start this morning. I have got the Node 1 camera and the overhead camera. I'm sorry, airlock overhead camera on, so you're welcome to come on board.
We copy. We are already on board, and we think we like the views.
Houston, airlock on 2.
Go on 2.
Matt, checking in that you all are complete with steps 1 through 3, procedure 1.528.
We have completed steps 1 through 3. Here, go for step 4.
Roger. Step 4 in work. Thanks.
Nick, station on 2 for Stratos. Morgan.
Good morning, station. Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
We were having some trouble with Houston not being able to see the VCA camera 2. We were wondering if we could help us with some troubleshooting.
Yes, maybe you can give us some help and check that the VCA is in the right configuration. Please check on the green. Please check that the power dial is on the green box. And you can check that also on VCA 1 because we are currently trying to route the video via VCA 1.
So it looks like you did turn off power from VCA 2. because it was on and now it's not on, so I power cycled it from off to green. So I guess I'll go over to VCA1 and work from there, yeah?
Yes, please. That's a good understanding.
In Munich, we see that VCA1 is in the green box, and we have a nice view from here. Wondering if you see us yet.
Mike, unfortunately, no view on the ground, but we will look into it. And thank you very much for your support so far. And I think you can go back to Cypher, and we will let you know if we need further actions from your side to troubleshoot VCA. Thanks.
Okay, and for what it's worth, I would rather use the VCA2 camera than VCA1 if possible, but if VCA1's our only choice, we'll make it happen. Thank you.
Yes, and Mike, we are trying everything to get one VCA working, but of course VCA2 would our priority.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2.
Oleg, good morning. Go ahead on 2.
Good morning, Houston. I'm ready for my activity per procedure 2.0735. Fuel is delivery for deodinate water from PWD and UDWS serial number 1518 is ready and is empty.
Oleg, we copy all. That is a good serial number. You are go to continue.
Copy all.
And Oleg, in step 3.2, you can expect an offload time of 26.26 minutes. And when you get to step 3.3, you are go to continue.
Copy all. Estimated time is 26 minutes, and I'm going to step 3.3.
That's a good readback. Thank you, Oleg.
KLOC 2, step 36.
If you're in step 6, go ahead.
Then step 36, the parameters are EMU1 app, is oxygen pressure 884, soft pressure 6160, water temp 77, for EMU2 forward, O2 pressure 849, soft pressure 5950, water temp 76.
Copy, Johnny, step 36, my bet on that, and those are good numbers, go to continue.
Station of Space Ground 2 for EDD transfer for Island Hall.
Kimia, good morning. If you're calling about step 1.1, you are go.
Okay, good morning. Thank you. So I'm going for step 1.1.
Good readback.
Yeah, lock on 2, step 3 for procedure 1.529. Serial number is 2028.
Copy, 2028. Thanks, Johnny.
Kimia, lock step 9.
Ethereum 9.
Remove the Hutsidesium interface, and there's a little bit of water on the plate as well as inside some of the wells. I remember when I did this maybe a month or two ago, I had the same issue and was directed to wipe off the water with a lint-free wipe. Just wondering if you still want me to do that as well.
Hey, Johnny, good memory. That is expected, and the lint-free wipe is perfect. So go ahead. Happy thumbs up. Hey, Johnny, and you read our minds. We were waiting for a good time to tell you to clean up that view. It was blocked, so appreciate that. Looking good.
Houston Airlock on 2, reporting the similar issue with water on the rear interface and going to go dry it up with a lint-free wipe.
Copy. Good plan. Lint-free wipe. Station Houston on 2 for Oleg. We see you in the lab, and we can give you the go in step 6.1 of the follow-on procedure.
Copy all. Thank you.
Station on Space Ground 2 for ADB transfer for Sarandar.
Kimia, go ahead on 2.
That's complete. Thank you.
Copy. Thank you.
Okay, I lost Space Ground 2. Step 19 question, if I have the correct item. I'm looking for the HUT ORU scrubber, serial number 1001. I have something with serial number 1001. I don't see a barcode on it, and the part number is different, but it does appear to be the same item I remember using last time. And the name of it is HUT ORU stowage plate, serial number 1001. I'm going to bring it up to the camera, node 1.
Hey, Dom, thanks for checking.
I mean, do you want me to put a piece of Kapton tape and write in the barcode on it and the correct title of the item for how about future crew?
Yeah, hey, Johnny, thanks for that recommendation, but I think we're going to update our products here on the ground to reflect what you currently have in your hand to make it easier for future crews, so appreciate it. Happy thumbs up.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2.
Oleg, go ahead on 2.
I have completed step 6 and step 7, decimal 1, procedure 2, decimal 735, and transfer host disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to rehydration station.
Oleg, copy. Good config. Thanks for your help today.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Likewise. Station Houston on 2 for all crew. The bar is open. PWD is go for use.
Houston airlock on 2. Step 4-7. Question.
Johnny, go ahead.
Matt, I just want to verify, since I don't see an XTP, I'm using LTBG 3376 and connecting it to the aft EMU, the EMU water processing jumper being used for the aft EMU.
Checking.
Matt, I see the, looks like in step 38, it mentions LCPG 3376, so I believe that is the answer.
Copy, Johnny. Yep, we agree with you, 3376, but just one question while we have you. We did not see you bring in an LCVG for the hut, and that's per step 32, so we just wanted to verify.
Yeah, so the planar hut by itself is connected to AIR's LCVG, which is seal number 3310.
Good config. We just lost some KU video for a while, so we just wanted to verify. Thanks, Johnny. Happy thumbs up.
Always appreciate the backup. Thanks. Air lock on 2, step 58, ready to report numbers.
We are ready to copy.
That will start off on the forward side. So on the forward EDA, there's seal number 3013 for the EMU, and that has EMU scrubber 1010, and the selector valve is in scrub iodine 8. The aft side, EMU 3005, has EMU scrubber 1003, and the selector valve is in scrub iodine 8.
Good config. Go to continue.
Let me report the LCVG. I mean, and then just the LCVGs, I think I already reported, but on the plane hut, the LCVG 3310, and then on the aft setup, it's got LCVG 3376.
And those are good numbers as well. Thanks, Johnny.
Big station on Space to Ground 2 for VCA cameras.
Go ahead on 2.
We were wondering if you were done troubleshooting and if we can turn off VCA2 camera, and also if you were finally successful in getting the routing.
Mike, no action from your side required. We were able to troubleshoot, no action from you required right now.
I understand. I would like to turn off the camera, though. Would that be okay?
We will power it down from the ground.
Okay. All is super. And have a good morning, and we'll leave the camera set up where it is.
For your support, Mike.
Airlock 2, 70-minute timer is started, GMT 0956. Would you like any of the connectivity and temperature readings?
Copy 0956, and yes, we'll take those readings, but you can enter those directly into the procedure. That's more than enough.
Hey, man, I've got a pretty large leak on the aft between the NWC and the water processing jumper. I think I need to turn the fan off.
You concur, fan off, OFF. And
okay,
Johnny,
aft EMU fan is off OFF.
And O2 actuator to off OFF as well.
O2 actuator is off OFF. I'll sit around real tight, watch and observe, stand by for further instructions, and then if you've got none, I'll go ahead and get a towel to clean this up, and then re-inspect the connections.
It sounds like a plan to get the towel, and we'll have additional word shortly. Thanks, Johnny.
Chanelle, on 2, before I clean this up, let me show you what I'm looking at. I'm going to use the Node 1 camera.
We're ready. Hey, Johnny, yeah, we see that large bubble there. Are you able to tell exactly where it's coming from? And we think maybe during the cleanup process, you might be able to tell where it's coming from a little better.
Well, I think it's coming from the junction of the EMU's multiple water connector to the processing jumper.
I'm not 100% sure, but that's where I think it's coming from. I double-checked. It is locked, the NWC to the processing jumper.
Okay, Johnny, we copy all. After you're done with that cleanup, if you can demate, then remate that interface and maybe see if that makes a better seal going forward. Copy, thumbs up.
Okay, I'll continue. Okay, I got it cleaned up. I demated and remated and double-checked it's locked and ready for next steps.
Okay, Johnny, thanks for that. And same EMU, but a separate problem. We saw a slightly higher current than expected. So we're hoping on that aft EMU, you can remove the scuff and inspect for water before proceeding and just give us a report.
The water in the aft EMU scuff.
Okay, Johnny, copy. Good news, no water in the scuff. So we'll like you to reinstall that. Once you're complete with that, we'll pick back up in step 61 and take it from there.
Roger. Scuff reinstall on aft EMU. Pick it up in step 61.
We're following along.
He says, so I see where the water is coming from. It's actually not at the interface. It is, I'm going to get the camera to show you.
Copy, standing by.
You want me to turn it off, or are you okay letting it run for a little bit so I can show you where the water is coming from?
And Johnny, totally your call if you're comfortable with it as is right now, but you're going to turn it off at any point if you feel like it's too much. All right, Johnny, we're looking. This is a great video. Appreciate that. So we would like you to insert a towel between those two hoses. We think by the towel putting pressure on either side of those hoses, it will help seal the interface and prevent the leak. That makes sense. Copy, thumbs up.
Are you saying you want the towel to be thick enough so that it's exerting kind of pressure outboard for those two hoses? Or are you saying you just want the towel there to soak up some of the water?
Yeah, Johnny, that first readback is correct. We want the towel to actually exert outward forces on either hose going outboard.
I'm not sure if you can see, but is that kind of what you were referring to?
Hey, Johnny, that looks perfect. We're pretty impressed with your folding skills there, and we're just hoping to get your assessment on what the leak rate is now and if it's adequate.
Man, I feel like all of Vasquez prepared me for this moment of towel folding. I don't actually see a leak anymore. I'm a little confused. I thought I saw the leak coming from this kind of, from this, like, hole, but I'm not entirely sure anymore how the leak got fixed, because it seemed to slow quite a bit before I got my towel job in there.
Yeah, Johnny, appreciate the patience. We're just kind of talking it down here. And we agree. We were watching you fold the towel and noticed how the leak rate kind of slowed down while you're during that process. We think we're in a pretty good config going forward. We've seen something similar before in the past, and we're excited to hopefully launch new hoses going forward. But we think we're in a good config to press, and we'll just try and keep an eye on it going forward, if you agree.
Hey, copy all. Thanks, Matt. So I assume we will restart the 70-minute timer.
Station on Space Ground 2 for the IPV.
Yeah, Johnny, and just one last request. If you can re-perform Step 67, we'd appreciate it.
Step 67.
Gina, welcome to the airlock phone.
Station on Space Ground 2 for the IPV. Sorry to disturb you.
Hey, Kimia, no worries. Go ahead.
Yeah, it seems like IPV server have some problem. Mike San and I cannot access to the IPV, so, and also SSC cannot retrieve like procedures, so I'm standing by actually to do the tasks. Oh, sorry, I had a connection by using SSC, so I can proceed by using SSC, but still no joy for the iPad.
And Kimia, just curious if you can report the serial number for the iPads and or if it's both of your iPads or just one.
Doing 1087 and I've not tried other ones, so I'm going to try it again.
Copy, 1087.
Mission Airlock on 2, so new start GMP time is 1015, 1015, and I will, when I'm done with this activity, I'll make sure to set up the Node 1 camera with a slightly zoomed in view of where the leak location was, and that way you all can monitor it.
Copy, 10:15 timer start time, and we see it on the big board. Good config. We appreciate it, Johnny. Copy, thumbs up.
Station all space ground 2 for the IPV.
Head on 2.
Sorry about that. That was maybe temporary problem.
Station, Tsukuba on space ground 2 for Kimiya. Thank you for the video setup. If you could tilt up a little so that we can see the overhead 7 and 6, that'd be great. At your convenience, Nora. Okay, now, Kimiya, but I'll get back to you if Nora. Kimiya, we will have short handover and get back to you after that. Station, Tsukuba on space ground 2 for Kimiya for the video at your convenience.
I don't do.
Kimiya, sorry for the video going back and forth. I said overhead 7 or 6, but we do need to see overhead 4 area. So if you could tilt up the camera just a little bit more, that'd be fantastic.
Okay. I'll do that. Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you. And Kimiya on 2 looks good. Thank you.
Welcome. If you need anything, please let me know. Please don't hesitate.
Thank you. Station Tsukuba on space ground 2 for Kimiya. Just to let you know, we are coming on board from internal port camera and also GEM camera robot, also exit 705. And we believe we are all set. Looks like a GEM. We have no protruding items as we see from the camera views. So now we think we are ready for flying the GEM camera robot.
Okay, understand. I just want to confirm that, do I need to record video by using XF?
Thank you, Mia, on 2. That's a good catch. Please do.
Okay, I'm not prepared for that, so I'm going to let you know when I'm ready.
Copy all.
Station on Space Ground 2 for the XF recording.
Kimasan, go ahead.
Okay, so recording started, so whenever you're ready, you can start this activity. Thank you.
And Tsukuba copies. Here comes GEM camera robot flight.
Station on Space Ground 2 for the airflow measurement.
Kimiya, go ahead on 2.
I'm on step 1.06, and my probe serial number is 1021.
That is the number we're expecting. Thank you.
Okay, and one more question. For the step 11, I only require you to measure node 2 starboard 1 overhead 2 overhead IMV, or do I also disconnect the duct to the Dragon?
We're checking. Station Houston on 2 for Kimiya, back with you with an answer.
Houston 2.
So you will be disconnecting the duct to Dragon. You'll be doing that in 11.2.2, and then you'll be reconnecting in 11.2.5.
Okay, thank you. Understand. So I'm going to disconnect that and also measure that and report back to you. And for the another question for the IMB. I see some like cylinder type, maybe print, 3D printed plastic cone is on the IMV. So should I remove this or just use this as a reference for the position for figure 23?
And Kimiya, we copy. Give us one more minute to figure that one out.
Okay, thank you. Standing by. I'm going to start cleaning the IMV, so please take time. Thank you.
You copy all.
Суп Москвы, МКС, канале СГ-2.
Да, Олег, добрый день. Меня зовут Наталья.
Добрый день, Наталья.
Олег, я хотела немного уточнить. Мы сегодня с вами, помимо замены насоса сепаратора в ОСУ и МЛМ, также выполним работы, мы исключим из схемы блок БКУИ, который сейчас не используется при работах в СРВУ МЛМ.
Принял.
Вот, ну там схемки приложены, на пятом листе радиограммы есть схема, которую мы в итоге хотим получить. Так что если вот какие-то вопросы, проблемы, пожалуйста, выходите, я буду здесь.
Да, хорошо, как раз приступаю к работе. Спасибо.
Senior Lock, Switch Ground 2.
Johnny, welcome back after the LOS. We're listening.
Yeah, I've got 70 minutes passed.
The readings are 0.03 for both forward and aft. And following up on that leak, the towel appears dry. I don't see any leaks. Can I continue?
Copy, Johnny. Good news. Yeah, we were watching the video. We didn't see any leaks as well. And those are good values. And you're go to continue in the iodinate activity.
Position on Space Ground 2 for the airflow measurement.
Go ahead on 2.
That's complete. Numbers are in procedure. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Snare lock on 2, step 111. I've got biocide filters 1005 for EMU 3005 and biocide filter 1008 for EMU 3013.
E-copy. Good numbers. Go to continue.
Great work. Thanks. Snare lock on 2.
Go on 2.
Matt, so the aft EMU water processor line, the one that had a leak, so that one's not leaking, but the other end that's connecting to the LCVG appears to have the exact same leak, though not as dramatic. I will bring the Node 1 camera to show you, and then just let me know what you want me to do as far as cleaning up and then maybe doing that towel trick as well.
Okay, copy, Johnny. Yeah, we'll take the view, and in the meantime, we'll also take a cleanup, and you can do the towel trick on that end as well. Yeah, Johnny, that's a great view. We agree it's the same type as on the previous other side of that connection, so you can copy and paste your towel trick over to that side as well, and we'll call it good. Copy, thumbs up.
Narrow lock on 2, step 129. The filter valve is in scrub iodinate. And we can record the start of the GMT 1144.
Copy, good report, and copy 1144. Appreciate it.
Janelle, do you want a zoomed-in view of one of the two leaks, or are you good with the overall view from the Node 1 cam?
And we're checking. And Johnny, yeah, we'll take you up on that recommendation, and we'll also look for your assessment on which end you'd want to zoom in on. We're initially thinking that first one because that leak was a little bit more intense when it started, but also don't want to influence your decision. So whichever one you think you want to have us have eyes on. And copy, thumbs up.
Station Tsukuba on Space Ground 2 for Kimiya for the interval 2.
Okay, Tom 2.
Hey, Kimiya. Today's interval 2 fly-ops is successfully completed, and the interval 2 is about to dock to the docking station. So if you want to take a photo or video of the interval 2 before it is going to be docked, you can use the time frame of your activity from 11:50 to take photo or video, and it's going to be the last chance to take photos for today.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the notice. I'll do that.
But copy, then. Thank you.
On 2, so I've got both cameras, each camera is looking at a different leak. So the Node 1 camera is looking at the second leak, the one that was not as dramatic, and then the airlock camera is zoomed in on the first leak that was much bigger.
Hey, Donnie, we're laughing down here. You've outdone yourself, overachieving, EVA console smiling, so we appreciate it. Johnny, expect some towel folding jokes in tomorrow's daily summary.
Love it. We aim to please. Thanks for all your support.
Class station on Space Ground 2 for the interval.
Hey, Kimiya, go ahead on 2.
Well, photo operation complete. Please go ahead to dock. Thank you.
Tsukuba copies interval 2 is going to be docked. And just for your awareness, after interval 2 is docked to the docking station, we can release the crew restriction to enter the gym. So please let the other crew know about that.
Okay, I'll let all crew members know about that. Thank you.
Суд Москвы МКС в канале СГ-2 по радиограмме 5365.
Отвечаем в СГ-2.
По шагу 3.3 процедуры 5365 выполнил демонтаж МНР МС, осмотрел разъемы ВВ и разъемы СМ МНР, и жидкости на них не обнаружено.
Принято.
И буду сейчас приступать к монтажу нового МНР.
А удалось сфотографировать воздушный штуцер насос сепаратора со снятой крышкой?
Да, сфотографировал, и фотографии по УСЕ я отправлю.
Хорошо, тогда приступайте к монтажу нового насоса.
Принял, хорошо.
Station on Spaceground 2 for the Kami operation.
Station on Spaceground 2, please go ahead.
My understanding is that since this test is completed, I can do this the task which is starting from red already go for do this, right?
Yes, Kimia, your understanding is correct, and you can proceed to the activity from 1300 anytime you want.
Okay, thank you. ありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。写真楽しみにしてます。
Москвы МКС в канале СГ-2 по радиограмме 53-65.
Отвечаю в СГ-2.
Выполнил шаг 6, заправка насоса МНРНС и проверка функционирования. Все прошло без замечаний. Значит, счетчик подходов сейчас показывает 0.14.315. Повторяю, 0.14.315.
Принято, спасибо.
Выполняю шаг 7.
Спасибо за работу.
Вам спасибо за поддержку. И до связи.
Экипаж МКС ЦУПу Москвы в канале СГ-2 для Олега по замене МНРНС. Экипаж МКС ЦУПу Москвы в канале СГ-2 для Олега по замене МНРНС.
Nice catch.
It doesn't appear to be increasing. It looks like it's just liberating drops of water that are already there, that were already in the system.
Copy that, Johnny. We're okay with what we're seeing so far. We'd like to continue, at least for the moment.
You should now continue. That's 2 minutes. Would you like us to continue or turn it off?
Copy that, Johnny. You are go to turn the fan back off, OFF.
After your fan's off.
And, Johnny, we're good for you for... the aft EMU to pick back up in step 141 and continue the procedure, given what we just saw.
Pick it up on 141 for the aft EMU. Thanks.
Good luck, Houston, on to you for Johnny and Zena. We see you're working on the helmet there for the aft EMU. I would like to have you cease putting the helmet on the aft EMU so it can continue to dry out. I would like to have you swap over and work the forward EMU for the time being.
Copy all. We will pause on the aft EMU at step 241, and we'll keep going on the forehead.
Copy. Thank you, and copy your pausing at step 241 on the aft EMU. Additionally, we're working on getting a few steps for you regarding the aft EMU. So we'll get that shortly.
Houston Station on 2 from the airlock. For the forward EMU, we are in step 257, ready for your UHF power down.
We copy that. Thank you. Step 257.
And if you want to hold on that, since we've still got the aft EMU configured, obviously no problem. We will keep going when you're ready.
So we do have the step deltas for you for EMU1 on the aft. Basically, we're going to have you leave the helmet uninstalled overnight for dryout. So let's skip step 241. Using a lint-free absorbent paper from the EMU ORU toolkit, please wipe away any excess water from the neck vent port. Report any discoloration or FOD to MCC Houston. I'm ready for the next step.
Okay, for the aft EMU, we're pausing at step 241, and we will grab a lint-free wipe from the kit, wipe any excess water from that vent port, and we will report what we find, including any FOD.
Words and any discoloration as well. The next step is to install the mesh bag from the mesh bag pantry over the EMU1 neck ring.
Okay, we'll grab a mesh bag from the pantry, and we will install that over the neck ring.
Okay, and then the last step is in step 247, retrieve the Medex canister, serial number 006, that's 0006, I suppose, from airlock 1, forward 1, behind the stowage panel, 1.0 CTB, serial number 5046, install onto EMU1. Then go ahead and stow the Medex simulator into the same CTB. I'll copy.
Okay, for the aft EMU, we're going to grab Medox canister 0006. That's from airlock forward 1 in a 1.0 CTB, serial number 5046, and install it in that EMU.
Good read back, and then just to dot I's and cross T's, that's specifically in step 247, and it should be behind the stowage panel in airlock 1 forward 1.
Copy all.
Sweet, thank you.
Johnny M2. So I cleaned the excess water with a lint-free wipe. There wasn't very much. There's some droplets that are in deeper that I would not be able to get to with the lint-free wipe, and I don't want to really put anything down there for issues of, for concerns of FOD. Otherwise, there's no damage, off-colored liquid, or FOD that I see.
Copy. Good data.
Houston Airlock on 2. Is it okay if I cap on tape these mesh bags over the neck ring port? It's just, there's not a really, not a catch or a lip on the neck ring, so it would be hard to make the mesh bag stay, and the mesh bag doesn't have any elastic band.
Copy that, Johnny. We concur with Kapton tape being used to tape down that mesh bag. Copy, canister 6. Thanks, Ina.
Can you airlock on 2?
We're here with you, Johnny. Go ahead.
Johnny, as you all probably expected, there is a little bit of water in the Medox canister as we pulled it out. Also on the suit side of the things. So I just want to make sure you want us to put this Medox canister that's wet inside a CTB, supposed to let it dry out overnight. And if you want us to put the new Medox canister in, so the piping, or leave it out for the piping to dry out. Of course, I'm sure there's FOD concerns as well.
Okay, I got that report, Johnny. Yeah, we would like some photos, and then if you would please, in step 243, execute the star block, the if water present line there.
That's the work.
Roger, thanks. Airlock Houston on 2 for Johnny. When you're done with the star block, let me know.
Airlock Houston on 2. So there wasn't very much water. Say a couple of drops on the Medox canister or Medox simulator side, and then a couple drops on the EMU side. We took pictures as best we could and wiped it off with a lint-free wipe.
Copy that, Johnny. So our current forward plan for you is to continue installing Medox 0006, and then we would like to have you gather a mesh bag for the wet Medox simulator. So our thought is to not store it in the CTV. We're thinking we'll just temp stow it today in that mesh bag.
Roger, and then I will temp stow that mesh bag in airlock overhead.
Roger, thumbs up from us.
On to, so you can all pick up in step 257 grab procedures for procedure 1.528.
Okay, copy that, Johnny. We will take the rest of this procedure starting at step 257 in 1.528. You have our go to continue in your next procedure.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and EMU follow-up.
Johnny on 2.
Hey, Johnny, we have one more quick question for you on EMU 3005 on the aft EMU. Specifically, we are trying to understand if there was any water anywhere else inside the hut. And we have a figure I can reference you to in EVASYS 2.109. Figure 1 shows one location inside the hut. We're curious if you visually looked at that and if you did, whether you saw any water.
Deanna, good to talk with you. Yeah, so there was no water in the T-11 port. I didn't appreciate any. And it seemed to only be from the T-2 vent port. I did not really look in the WLVTA rear tube shield area, though. But if it was, at least it wasn't super obvious enough for me to have noticed it. But definitely from the T-2 vent port.
Okay. Thanks, Johnny. We copy. If it's easy to kind of pull up the corner of the mesh bag and take a look at that area, we'll take any words on it, just so we can exonerate any water in that area.
Okay, that doesn't work. So now look on to, I've peeled back the mesh bag. I'm looking inside the hut on the outside, and there's still a little bit of water in the T2 vent port, as we expect. Again, completely dry in the T11 port. And then looking elsewhere in the hut, I don't see anything that's remotely wet. Even there's a dippy bag in here, and that's completely dry.
Can I copy that report? Appreciate the update. And, yeah, we're good to have you reinstall.
Welcome. Let me know if there's anything else you need.
Copy. We're good to have you reinstall the mesh bag.
Sure. Houston Airlock on 2.
Johnny, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Johnny, Z and I are just cleaning up. We're going to put the El Rebus back. Normally in the past when I've done this, there was a procedure on putting the batteries back. I just want to make sure we didn't miss something. I feel pretty comfortable being able to do it without the procedures, but just want to make sure.
Johnny, if you're comfortable, we're comfortable just with stowing them, as long as you're not doing anything else.
We'll make sure the serial numbers go in the correct homes, we put the caps correctly, and that we connect the connectors to J2.
Johnny, Houston on 2 with an update. If you do want to see the procedure, it's attached to your deconfig activity. It's the second portion of the execute note.
Hey, sorry, that's on us. I appreciate it.
Sweat. Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Oleg and UHA.
Houston, go ahead on 2.
Hello, Oleg. Your remote guider is ready for you on Space to Ground Pivot 4.
Copy all.
You.
Houston Station, Space to Ground 2 for UHA hearing test.
Johnny, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead for the hearing test.
Johnny, SSC-15 is giving some issues with the UHA software connecting to the hardware. The recommendation from the specialist is to switch out an SSC. And so if that's okay with you, I'm wondering if you can give me a recommendation on which SSC I can use. My plan is to take whatever you recommend and bring it to the airlock, since the airlock is probably the quietest area to take the test.
Copy that, Johnny. We are go for that swap. We recommend you give SSC-12 a try. That's 1-2, and it should be located in the lab.
Copy, SSC-12 in the lab. Thanks.
Roger.
Houston Station, Space Ground 2, SSC-12 has been returned to its nominal location. Thanks.
Copy that. Thanks, Johnny. Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Johnny, and 3 items.
Houston, Johnny with you on 2. Go ahead.
Ben, I just got 2 items for you. I said 3, but meant 2. So we were wondering, so Ground is doing some troubleshooting with permission errors. Did you guys see any permission errors today while you were working? Some additional context, that's for things like file sharing and transfers.
Snakey was listening in, and he said that he had 2 instances today where he was on SSC and tried to open up an app, and there was a Windows pop-up asking him to enter a password. I think that's what he meant by permission errors. And those 2 SSCs were his one in his crew quarters, and then the one at the app ATU in the lab. I think that's number 12.
Okay, copy. That's that sounds like the issue that we're seeing, so that does help. Thank you. Appreciate that. And then a second item for you is we did copy your pre-sleep crew note. Sadly, that is an expected config, but we do appreciate the update for sure.
Just to be clear, the URL that it was pointing to that included the jsl.nasa.gov is correct, or you're saying it's not supposed to have that?
Yeah, Johnny, the one you changed it to, so the opserver:8080 is correct. We just weren't able to do that on the ground.
Oh, I see. Okay. I wonder if this is an old carryover from the previous version of IPv that's pointing to an incorrect URL. It's odd that only some iPads have had that issue. I've only counted 3 so far since I've been up here.
Yeah, copy that, Johnny. It sounds like that's from an old IPv.
Copy. Well, it sounds like an issue that once fixed doesn't return, so hopefully we'll see less and less of those as time goes by. Thanks.
Sure. So I think with that, we are good for no USOS DPC. That covered the topics we had, really.
Okay, roger that. Thank you very much for the flexibility. No needing DPC for USOS. If anything comes up at all, just let us know. We're happy to help.
Yeah, likewise, if you guys find anything, we are here.
Station, Scuba on Space Ground 2 for Kimiya for laptop MLT 2 at your convenience.
Back on 2.
Yeah, Kimiya, sorry to bag you. Just a favor. Seems like we have lost the connection. There was the MLT2. If you can come over to JPM and check the Ethernet cable connection, that'd be great. Exactly saying demate and remate the Ethernet cable.
Okay, understand. Please stand by. Station on Space Ground 2 for the MLT.
Kimiya, go ahead on 2.
When I checked the connection for the ESA cable, that was kind of loose, and we didn't have any lights. And I reseated it, and it doesn't have any like latch, so I just chucked on tape it. Then now we have two good indication lights, blue light and amber light blinking.
Copy that. Thank you for taping up. That's great. Thank you very much for today.
Thank you very much. おやすみなさい。
今日はもうコールしないと思います。ありがとうございます。
Please welcome. Thank you.
Can you just let you know that thing was joy? Everything is good now. Thank you.
Station Switchground 2 for PWD.
Johnny, we're ready to hear about the PWD. What you got?
Jenny, I've already been here. Noticed that it was not giving out hot water, so we checked the circuit breaker. It had tripped, so we reset it and follow the procedures, and then 30 minutes later, just checked it now, it is working.
Copy that. Good news. Thank you for the report.